You're listening to Texas Public Radio News. I'm Norma Martinez. Parents of six children with disabilities are suing the Schertz-Cibolo Universal City School District in federal court over alleged abuse at Watts Elementary. The civil suit also names two paraprofessionals, a teacher, and two principals at the school for alleged abuse in 2024 and 2025 in a special education classroom. The suit claims administrators failed to protect the students. Parents reported bruising and other injuries among nonverbal children, along with changes in behavior. The suit seeks an unspecified amount for damages and changes to school policy. Labor shortages tied to increased immigration enforcement have delayed construction in South Texas. Builders say that threatens to drive housing costs higher. Mario Guerrero, CEO of the South Texas Builders Association. The group hosted a rally in the Rio Grande Valley to call attention to the issue. Guerrero says the threat to the region goes beyond immigration. It impacts the workforce and the economy.
We believe America is strong enough to be both a nation of laws and a nation of opportunity.
Guerrero urges federal officials to stop broad worksite enforcement actions and create legal pathways for long-time immigrant workers. South Texas Democratic Congressman Vicente Gonzalez said at the rally that 30% of construction workers in the U.S. are immigrant laborers.
In Texas, that number goes to 40%. And in some urban areas, probably in South Texas as well, we lower right around 50%. These are folks who are building Texas.
Gonzalez says labor shortages caused by immigration enforcement have also impacted the region's agriculture, fishing, and hospitality sectors. Automated license plate readers are expanding across Bexar County and the state. Michael Seufer with the Institute for Justice told TPR's The Source that the systems collect information about every passing vehicle.
We've set up a mass surveillance state where police have total discretion to search through people's private and personal data without judicial supervision.
Savannah Kumar of the ACLU of Texas says the systems create privacy concerns.
We have privacy rights, and what that means is that we should be able to, you know, go about and travel and have privacy in our movements.
License plate reader operators say the technology helps authorities recover stolen vehicles, locate missing people, and investigate crimes. The Bexar County Sheriff's Office says its camera data is deleted after 30 days and may be searched only as part of a criminal investigation. Hear a longer conversation about license plate readers at tpr.org. Search for The Source. Several high-profile crime incidents on San Antonio's north side have concerned many residents. Joe Silman is president of the Stone Oak Property Owners Association. He says recent crimes in the area are not just run-of-the-mill burglaries.
This is not like somebody in your neighborhood parking their car on the driveway and somebody breaks in your car at night, you know, trying to find a cell phone or something. These burglaries are much more serious than that.
San Antonio City Councilwoman Misty Spears has called for an in-depth public safety review in her district. She hosts a town hall in District 9 next Tuesday, August 4th at 6 p.m. at Christ Community Church on Evans Road. You're listening to Real, Reliable, Texas Public Radio. I'm Norma Martinez.